Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Children can suffer from sleep apnea just like adults. Turns out making regular visits to the dentist is the first step in identifying children at risk. Dr. Paul Major is chair of the School of Dentistry at the University of Alberta. With funding from Alberta Innovates Health Solutions, he's developed a training program for dentists on sleep-disordered breathing.
It's been long known that children that breathe through their mouth have particular facial patterns and problems in terms of how their teeth fit together. What is sort of emerging now is that we also now believe that the pattern of face and the facial development, the structures, may actually be a contributing factor to the development of sleep apnea and sleep disordered breathing, and not just necessarily a consequence of it. So there's now sort of a two-way street where dentists are likely to be able to play a role in, you know, assessing and finding children that are at risk of having this problem, as well as management and participation in sort of the overall diagnosis.
Dr. Major says once identified, the children can be sent to a team of caregivers for diagnosis and treatment. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.